Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. Get all the leaves on the trees.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Tom Bubba Horowitz, and of course, yesterday we did a little education, and today we're going to do a little bit more education because as long as the markets aren't doing anything, we might as well try to learn something and prep ourselves for the next step, and I think that's always important. So we're going to pick up right where we left off yesterday, but we also have me with Marlon Bowling today as well. But let's go check out some more education so we can learn something. Here we go.
And that's why we try to put premium attached to all of our trades, okay, so that we have an opportunity to win on more than one occasion in more than one way. Does Trade Your Brokerage have mobile platform for phones and tablets, Android and Apple? A good question. I don't know. But I know if they don't, they will. Okay. I do not have that answer in front of me. But I will find out. And I will get you that. I will get you that answer. All right. So there's a bunch of stuff coming out this week. And, you know, nothing was like, oh, my God, I got to be in. But, you know, Cree is Tuesday, right? And I'm looking at it, and it was kind of, you know, midstream here. Go back to my 3 month. You know, kind of popping up towards the upper end. We've had a nice rally from here. Now, see, here's what I'm looking at. Okay, this is my thought process. Okay, so you guys can kind of walk inside of my clouded head. Okay. We've had a rally here of 25%, okay? Now, we don't see moves like that very often, okay? You had a big gap on good news, and now the stock is back stuck in a range of consolidation in here. But I'm going, wow, what a big move. What are they expecting? And I'm thinking, you know, with all of the technology stuff that's going on, and there's been some good news, and we've seen some pretty good pops, I'm going, okay, you know, for my money, I mean, if I want to trade this, I don't want to get short and just buy puts or just set up a totally short trade, but I do want to take the opportunity to be in a position to benefit. I mean, because can the earnings outperform? And the answer is yes, they can. We've just seen that. But it doesn't happen that often where they well outperform, okay? So what I thought here, okay, is just a simple, not so simple, but what I want to do here is I want to do a ratio, okay? But again, now, the simple straight ratio would be to do the 2750 and then either do the 27 or the 2650. Now, we've got a $2 move, not huge, so again, but if you look at it and you want to do it just all in the same week, okay, so you can do a 3x4 for a 58-cent credit. So it's got, is the way it sits here, it's got a risk of 300 minus $58. Okay, so it's got a risk of $242. And if it goes straight up, you lose nothing. You've got a 26 cents head start. So you've got no risk if it goes up. The problem is, again, if it starts to sit and they crush all the premium out of it, that's when it becomes the issue. But if it goes straight down, you make money. And then I go, okay, so what if we tighten up and take a little bit out of it? Okay, so now you can tighten it up a little bit. You go an extra leg. Okay, so now you've got a $200 risk at 50 cents minus 14, so you've got 186. But really, what I really want to do is I want to take advantage or try to take advantage of the time, okay, and get it into next week, okay? So what I want to do is I want to actually buy out the put in next week. So I want to do this a crossover. It would be a calendar put back ratio, okay, for a 74-cent credit. Now, what appeals to me here, okay, is if we're dead wrong, okay, and we go up, we get the 74 cents. Okay, that part's over. Okay, and then we own the puts for next week with the money in our pocket. Okay, if we go down, the 28 puts that were short have to go to parity. The ones for next week will carry a little bit more premium. Plus, if there is any some sort of volatility spike for whatever known reason, I don't see one coming, but you know, if I get an extra 7 days and take my chance, why not? So I came up with this trade. Now, this trade, again, this is the riskiest of them all because this has $326 risk in real dollars. Okay? But it does give me the extra 7 days to play with it. And basically, because it reports on Tuesday, I can change my mind and adjust this faster and decide if I want to expose or not. Now, if we get the big move down, we're going to make money right away, and we're going to take off part of the trade and take our money up. Okay. If we go right up right away, well, what do we know is going to happen? We know the 28 put is going to collapse and go to 5 or 6 cents. We'll probably take it off there and keep part of the premium and keep the long put, or we might just take the whole trade off for a profit and be done with it. So there's a whole bunch of ways to play this from here, which is why I like to sometimes extend out depending on what I see happening. Okay. So I like this version the best, which is crossing over and getting a bigger credit should we get the big rally. Okay. So in other words, if we're dead wrong again, we get paid. If we're partially wrong, we can still get paid. Okay. If we're dead right, we can make a score. Okay. And that's just the way that I like to look at it, because I like the opportunity to get some extra volatility out in a week longer, because I know for sure that the put I'm short this week has to be at parity by Friday. Okay. We've got Home Depot. Home Depot. And that's also Tuesday. Okay. Now, again, we've had unbelievable move. Obviously, you can see, and I didn't, this is not me leaning to the short side, okay? I'm not intentionally getting short, as I lectured you earlier that I can't play it that way. But I don't see wanting to get long here, okay? Because I'll give you my logic in here, and most of the trades are going to be kind of slanted to the bearish side tonight, but it's not because I'm bearish, which I am, but it has nothing to do with my opinion, okay? Here's what I look at, okay, besides the chart. I mean, the chart, we're at near all-time highs, okay?
We will come back after the break and look at what I'm looking at, but I want you to understand, okay, that we're only reading the market footprint. That's really anything, every trade we make has to do with the footprint left by the market. Okay, and that is what we're trying to play. So what we're doing here on these earning trades is we're assuming that a lot of the information is priced in. Now, last week on BABA, we assumed, and of course, it even continued to go higher. But overall, again, this goes back to a simple mathematical model. When we get the right spot, we like to make the trade based on that spot. And then, you know, again, we let the math play in our favor. This is The Bubba Show. When you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm, get The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge. And just to keep you guys up to date, we are coming out with a video market minute in the morning right before the markets open. So you get a view for what I'm thinking for the day. And of course, on the weekend, we're now going to do a show on what's going on in the grain and agricultural space. So we can help you out, and all of you, we can make you better and give you better opportunities. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. It is Education Thursday. We will be back after the break with more education. The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It's me, Bubba. What's going on? So, you know, I love educating, and I love trying to help traders be better and investors be better. So let's go back and see if we can learn something. And if you always get questions, you can always email me and I'll answer them right here on air for you. Let's go back to education. Here we go.
So are we going to keep going? Is this going to the moon? And it could. Again, there's no reason to think that they can't meet earnings again. Okay. But I just feel like it's priced in. You know, when you look, okay, now here's the other information that I'm bringing into the equation that helps me make this decision. Okay. Last week, we had the retailers reporting, the regular retails, and they weren't great, but they all exploded a little bit. Macy's popped, Kohl's popped, even JCPenney popped. Okay. So maybe they're thinking we have a better retail environment. And then, of course, we had retail sales on Friday, which were flat, but flat based on since we were down for 5 years in a row, flat ain't bad. Okay. So I'm saying, well, now you take all this information and they've priced a lot of this in to the market already. Okay. So could it be better? Yeah, they could go straight up. Okay. Again, I cannot tell you that it will not go up here, but to me, I looked at it and go, okay, so I can't be a buyer. Okay. And not because I don't like Home Depot, just because I can't chase a stock that's up, you know, 10%, you know, in a very short period of time, especially a dog like this. I mean, a slow mover like this. So I'm going, okay, the only way I can trade this, if I'm going to trade it, okay, is to create a synthetic put, okay, that gives me a chance, okay, to make some, you know, some premium, but also gives me a chance to be short, which is the direction that I think the stock is going to go. Now, again, it doesn't make it right, but so what I looked at here is I looked at selling the 136 call, buying the 138 call, selling the 137 put. You guys think I play a Sabbath wake at night trying to torture you with these things. And buying the 135 put, and then we want to sell two, buy two, sell two, buy three. And that gives us a credit of $2.09. Okay. So this trade has $191 worth of risk. Okay. It's got, obviously, if it pops and goes way down, terrific. Okay. It's got a chance to pick up some credit in between. It's not a lot of contracts. So it allows us to be short the market, okay, and benefit if it breaks. We're not getting destroyed if we sit around. And if we go straight up, we're going to lose, you know, $191 most likely. Okay. I just don't think the probabilities of that are high. But again, I didn't think they were high on Bobby either, just to give full disclosure. Okay. So, but I think that this trade works. Again, if you're not comfortable with any of these, you know, then I suggest you watch or observe them. I suggest that you set them all up either in real or in paper money to watch the action, because again, you'll see the point that I'm trying to make, which is that I can never tell you which one is unbelievable or not unbelievable. I can only look at the pattern and the chart and give you a group, which is why, you know, I never love anything. You know, everybody who loves a stock, okay, is just kidding themselves, because you just can't, there's no way to for sure to predict it unless you have an unbelievable, you know, move one way or the other, and you're playing against it. Okay. Now, in the retail theme, okay, I looked at TJ Maxx. Okay. And typically we couldn't even play this. I didn't know if it's playable here. Okay. I looked at it, you know, the volumes weren't bad around the money. It's only a monthly deal. It doesn't trade weeklies, but, you know, this is an expiration week. So the ability or the opportunity comes here if we want to trade this one, okay? Now, again, this goes the same thing we just talked about, right? I mean, here we are in a market that continues to go up. Now, everybody can say, well, why would you want to short it? And again, I don't disagree with that theory, okay? But from an earnings standpoint, I'm a firm believer of market expectations and that markets price things in. Okay. And just to go over that, I'm going to just switch topics for 1 second because I want to show you something. Here is Friday in the grain markets. Okay. Now, Friday they had a huge report and it was unbelievably bearish, but the market didn't collapse. The market broke down and rallied right back. Okay. The market broke down and rallied right back. Okay, so I was a buyer into this market. Okay, now I missed out because I was working well below the market, knowing or assuming the number to be bearish, and I was willing to buy into that because they've already, in my opinion, have already priced it in. So when I look at a TJX, and again, it doesn't make it correct, but to me, they've already priced in. I mean, where can the earnings be to make this go even higher? And it can. Okay, it's not like it cannot. So I always want to make that clear, okay, that it can go higher. But it's a one-week trick, okay? And the only thing I could think to do here, if I wanted to trade it, was just to do very similar to what we've done lately, which is we're going to sell the 8250 straddle that expires this week, and we're going to buy 185 call, and we're going to buy 280 puts all in August. And we get $1.22 credit, okay, and we get a maximum risk of $128, okay? Now, here, this is one of the few trades that, I mean, if it stays between, you know, 83.78 and 81.22, it's a break even no matter what. Okay, because there's only one contract. If it pops up, you know, we've got some exposure, which is a maximum of 128. If it goes straight down, we've got an opportunity. And again, I don't know that it's got enough movement in it. I mean, it's got a $4 basically projected move. So, you know, $4 puts us in reasonable shape, and we can make some dough here. So if it goes the correct direction, but that's all I'm looking at is where are we at in the cycle? Just like I buy when we're down at the bottom, so like in Disney, we bought because we were on the other side. Now, another one that I do like quite a bit is NetApp. Now, again, we've had a lot of positive news in the tech space. We've seen these things go crazy. Well, you know that under any circumstances, I'm selling to this pattern. Okay, now I'm not selling naked in this pattern, but now I've got earnings coming out. I've got a reason that, again, are they going to meet expectations? And again, I'm not saying they won't. Okay, this is not like, oh my God, we're stealing here. This is just a way to make a trade and to potentially participate. Okay, and what I'm looking for, when I make some of these trades, I'm looking past the expected move. I'm looking for it to move farther, okay? As it does occasionally, and if it doesn't, that's where the issues always come in. But if it moves farther, okay, and if this, you know, if this even retraces, you know, partially, you know, back down, it makes the trade, it takes the trade into winning territory right away. So again, there is no way to guarantee anything here. But again, if you look at it from a standpoint of where we are, where we've gone, and what the market's going to do, okay, it gives us an opportunity to trade it from there. Okay, so here I was looking at.
We'll come back after the break with NetApp and the trade. But again, remember, this is a probability model, which we're trying to put ourselves in the highest position of probability to succeed. Okay, that's the education. That's what we're trying to work on today, is becoming successful within the patterns that we have given to us, which is following the footprints. This is the Bubba Show. When you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you a download of not only the Bubba Show, but the Sporting Edge. Also, check out bubbatrading.com. Make sure that you go there and see. We got a new hedging course starting on Saturday. Love to have you aboard if you're so inclined. Really a great class and protect your long-term portfolio. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are educating before we talk a little bit of farming. But, you know, again, it's about understanding and about learning and about putting yourself in the best position. So let's go back to this, a little bit more education, so we can make sure that we all get on the same page. Here we go.
The 2850 is where we are, right? Right at the money. Okay. And we're going to buy a 30 call, and we're going to buy two 2750 puts, and we're going to do it all in this week. Here, 53 cent credit, okay. Trade has $97 worth of risk. Okay? Pretty simple. If it stays around 2850, we can make the credit or a big portion of it. If it makes a big move down, we can get paid. And, you know, remember, you know, we can get paid, and then we can get paid again. You know, if we get the move, and I think one of the things that we always forget is sometimes we do get the double or triple Lindy. Okay? In this case, we can only use two, but if we got the big sell-off and got unloaded the extra, then we're just short the butterfly, okay, and we can come back and get out of that site and get out of the premium site. So there are a lot of good things going to happen here, and not a heck of a lot of risk, okay? So here, you know, these are the types of things that we like to do. You can double up on this, yeah. I mean, but I like to be doubled anyways because I want you to be able to lift part of a trade off, but in these ones that are a one-week-only type deal, you know, you can, but again, make it fit within your risk model, okay? I don't like this double than anyone else, but it does have about half the amount of risk, okay? So as long as you're tying everything to your bottom line, that's what we always have to focus on. Remember, it's what we're playing here is a game of money management, okay? We're trying to take the mathematical probabilities and put them in our favor, comparing using the money management so that we don't expose ourselves to any one trade. Because if you do, you know, like in poker, if you go all in and you lose, you got nothing. And we're not trying to go all in. This isn't a tournament. This is real money. So our existence is the most important thing. Our ability to play and be dressed for every party. Because, again, we don't, it's like a treasure hunt. They don't tell us which party is going to play. Okay? So, yeah, you can double up if you'd like, but, you know, again, don't double up just because it's cheaper. Double because it fits the risk parameters of what we're doing. And then target. Tango, golf, tango. not 10, go 10. Okay. So I looked at Target and I go, okay, well, you know, we're right kind of churning around. Okay. And up near a top, but I said, you know, this has been one I'd rather try to play through an inside-outside kind of trade, okay? And I thought that, you know, based on the expectations of where we're going to go, I thought maybe we'd try to buy some time for a week and kind of, you know, do an inside-outside kind of trade here, and I thought we'd look at selling the 78 call, selling the 73 put, and then buying the 80 call and buying the 71 put for next week. So I give it a credit of 67 cents. The trade got $133 worth of risk. Okay. It certainly could stay within these parameters, and then it gives us an open door into next week. Okay. So that was kind of what I was looking at here. You know, all pretty basic, simple trades. And just so you can see the reason, you'll see it in the chart that I send out, but just so you can see it now, the difference here and why I was willing to, I wanted to do more of this trade is because of this. Because we are now right at an area, in like we're dead in the middle, top to bottom, kind of. And this is an area, I don't know, it can go, as they say in horse racing, it can go either way. Okay. Now, there's one more trade that I liked that we're kind of already in, but we, in my opinion, we don't have a lot of chance. Okay. I wanted to try to go ahead and sell Baba again up here. Okay. Now, again, I'm not fighting. I'm really saying, hey, this is a blow off. It figures to come to give me a chance to get out anyways. Okay. Huge volume, exploded up, blowing up the upside. Okay. But here, I just wanted to put on a synthetic short. Okay, and what it looks like is this. We're going to use a bunch of different strikes here, 97, 98, 99, and 100. And we're going to do them all this week because either it is or it ain't. So we want to be it is. Okay. So let's move these all to this week. Okay, so we're going to sell the 99 calls. We're going to buy the 100. Okay. And we're going to sell the 98 put. And we're going to buy the 97. One, two, three, two, two, and two. Okay, what did I do wrong here? That's right. That's right. Sorry, guys. Either I wrote something wrong. So I am by the 100. Oh, I knew there had to be a problem. That's better. Okay. So you do this for a 55-cent credit. Again, I think this would be a trade that I'd be recommending based on the blow-off pattern. Okay. So I like this trade, okay, at least for a quick dip, even if it's going to pop and go higher. I like it for a dip down to give you a chance to get out and make enough and then possibly have the iron butterfly. And this is one I could see paying us both ways, okay? I mean, this one I could see. This one has the – first of all, it has the potential movement. And somebody asked earlier, one of the things they wanted to cover was, you know, picking the right stock. Well, Baba is one of the right stocks, even when you're right or wrong, because you get enough action and enough movement in the chart to have it move. So I think this is an outstanding opportunity, okay, to play the blow-off pattern, okay, into a stock that has gone, obviously, ballistic and parabolic to the upside. Now, it doesn't mean it won't keep going up, but, it, you know, you're up 20% in 3 days. I got to wonder how much more room is there, and is that true short covering and panic, or what goes from there? Okay, correct. Thank you, sir. Okay. This would be an addition to the Baba trade we already have. Well, this is the one you already have. We've already, basically, I said earlier, we've already kind of written it off. It would pay extra. You're not going to lose anymore on that trade. It's already marked at full value against you. You cannot lose any more money on that trade. It might even, in theory, it might even be marked against you. Okay, it's already marked at over $1. Okay, so as I said, it might even be marked against you already. So, what do we get? The 83.50, 84.50. No, 80. What do we got? The 85.50. Hold on. Let me get the right strikes. I hate to look at the bad news, so I don't remember. 85.86. Okay. 85.86. Okay. 85. Oops. Damn. Here, it's already marked against you, okay? So you can only make the money. Again, this is that trade, as far as I'm concerned, is over. I mean, we could get a miracle, but we can only win. You're going to make a nickel times whatever, okay, to begin with. But now, I do like this in addition. Again, I'm playing the blow-off trade here. This is a pattern trade versus anything else.
And that's a trade we use a lot in the futures market. That's a trade that makes a lot of sense, that virtually makes money a lot of the time. We do teach in our futures class, and just want to remind you that we have a new hedging class starting on Saturday. If you'd like to check it out, look at BubbaTrading.com and see if you'd like to register for it. There is a cost, but of course, you will more than well pay for it by protecting your portfolio. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you know, when you miss an episode, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. You know, we've got full programming there as well, but you can always download the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. But a lot of our other programming is there for you as well. And pretty soon, we're going to have some new features coming out for you. The Market Minute to open the markets. And then, of course, on the weekends, we'll be doing some farm stuff and helping with grains and livestock. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break and come back with Marlon Bowling from RFD. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back.
Song was written by Fred.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Okay, and it's time to go to RFD Radio, XM 147, where I'm going to talk with Mark Oppelt about what's going on here in the grain space. So let's go right to Mark right now, and we'll hear what's going on.
Jewelry is worth a little less here this morning.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, huh? I'm a long-term holder, babe. I'm going to hold on to it and wait for it.
Todd Horowitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. You want to write that website down, listeners. A great place to go for information. Leading things off here today. So far, you know, you don't put any stock in these reports. So now we're 2 or 3 days past. Still looking at a grain trade pretty quiet yesterday, and looks like it might be that kind of a week at the rest of the week here.
I think, Mark, what you're going to really see is pretty quiet trade for probably the next couple of weeks for sure. Now, again, there's something that could happen that could change that. But overall, I mean, from a trading standpoint in all markets, this is the slowest time of the year. We also have a bunch of outside information that's starting to flow into the market. We've got the Federal Reserve, minutes coming out today. But also you've got Lockhart from Atlanta Bullard from New York, who were out yesterday talking about a possible increase in rates, which is, there's no chance, especially before the election, that they're going to even think of raising rates. But you've got this manipulation going on right now with equity prices and interest rates, which, believe it or not, does trickle down to the farming community, because at the end of the day, it always comes back to money and what's it worth and how we're going to trade it. So I think that's going to keep the markets pretty quiet for the next couple of weeks, you know, barring any, you know, major attack or something that we cannot predict. Anything that is out there that is, you know, a number that we can see, those numbers are pretty much be able to be priced in. So the only thing that would affect something is something that nobody saw coming.
Yeah. But
I look for the markets to be steady. I think that we made a nice bounce off of the bearish report. I mean, I assume that would be the case. You know, I think that you look at the numbers and, you know, we've already priced that in. I mean, if you look back, you know, over a couple of months, I mean, we've really been under a lot of pressure in the grain space. And now I think they're now building a very, very nice bottom. I look, as I said, I like corn a lot down here. I was kind of disappointed. I missed getting in on Friday at that low. But, you know, I think that you're going to start to see these build a little bit of a base bottom. I think soybeans are probably going to stay range bound, although they're over the top of the range is to where I see it right now. But I think they're going to churn and go back and forth. But I think sooner, you know, rather than later, we're going to start to see some movement to the upside. And I think what you're going to really see is once we get through some of this turmoil and some of this quiet trade, we will then see some new money flow in to start to push these prices higher.
So if you're a producer out there, again, they like probably what they hear about building a base and the sound of working higher. Is it going to pay for them to store through February or March, this corn and bean crop?
I think that 100% you store here. I look at strictly a price number here, and I'm certainly, if you have the ability to store, and you know you have to weigh. I mean, if you can store it yourself without real cost, then yeah, certainly store. But if you have to pay some fees to store, then you have to weigh the fees against, you know, where we think the price can go. I mean, again, I think we're going to see almost a repeat of last year. I mean, if we turn the clock back 1 year, you and I were having the same conversation that they were going to go back, like corn was going to go back into the $4 area, and not only do it once, but it did it twice within the last year and gave everybody an opportunity to go ahead and liquidate out at much higher prices. But you do have to weigh the cost of storage, you know, all your other costs that come in. You know, we always forget about some of the hidden costs, we'll call them. So their storage is a cost. So you have to cost you X, you have to make sure that you can overcome that if we get the right type of movement.
And no, also the interest on your money. Some analysts would suggest go ahead and sell it and own it on paper. If you believe it's going to go higher, you can still make money without owning the commodity.
Absolutely. You can do that. We do a lot of, we call them synthetics. I mean, I do a lot. Actually, I've got guys that like to buy their crops synthetically and also hedge, you know, the model that they have. And that certainly can be done. And I have no problem with that. It really depends on, you know, if you've got the space and there's no real cost other than the cost of money, and today's cost of money is pretty low. So
yeah, near zero.
I'm not worried about the cost of money, but if you have a better place to go with your money, then certainly I would sell it and then create a synthetic. But I do believe that this is a great place to start building, either holding what you have or start to build some synthetic long positions, but also always hedging the downside, because again, I can say my opinion and I believe what I'm saying. I mean, I do own myself. But I do think that you have to make sure that you always protect from the unknown and from the downside. And that's what we always like to work on. We like the upside wide open because we don't know when there's going to be a big market, but we do like to protect the downside.
Todd Horwitz from Bubba Trading, a regular contributor here every Wednesday if you want to tune in. And he's on our Market Day Report as well, Tuesdays and Wednesday. He'll be joining me later today on our Market Day Report. So if you have a chance to tune in RFD TV if you're in the house, but if not, it's on rural radio as well. So, Todd, thanks for all the great work giving our producers or anyone in the grain or livestock trade your input. Again, as you say, this is what I think, man, and just giving you that information, and they can do what they want. Now, the livestock trade, yesterday was kind of national down day, hogs, cattle feeders, and live cattle as well.
Well, you know, I think that we saw a little bit of a down day, but I expected it to be down. We met our upside objectives for the short term in both the fats and the feeders, and I thought that there should be a little bit of selling, and there was. In fact, I was a little bit disappointed, although, you know, it's hard to be disappointed when they rally off of a bottom, but I really want to see that 112 area hold a little bit longer in the fats. I thought we jumped a little bit too quick because we came back almost a dollar from the bottom, from the lows there. But I think that's a great area. I'm very bullish the space. I want to get in. I want to buy. And again, I think very similar to everything else, we're going to start to see some movement higher here. But you always need a little bit of selling. You got to kind of shake out some of the weak hands, some of the weak speculators. And you're going to get, I think, some better news for farmers and producers here. So I think that overall, I'm a buyer looking to be in October. In October fats are on 112, and October feeders are on 142. And I do think that hogs now, you know, I've gone all that we've made full circle now. I'm back to being a buyer of hogs here. I think that, you know, the lows look pretty solid in October at 58 and in December at 55 or 54. So I'm definitely looking for opportunities to try to buy hogs now as well.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't think I've ever asked you about your thoughts on what CME is doing or attempting to do here to be more transparent in this cattle trade. They've made a couple of announcements here the last 6 months. Any thoughts there that you might share with listeners?
Well, you know, I'm always open for more transparency. I think that the markets, because they're a little bit thinner, are always a bit more challenging. So anything that can help the farmer and producer get a better sight into the market and better sight into what is going on there, I think is always a good thing. So I hope they follow through with everything that they're talking about, because it will be better for all of us if we can get it, because at the end of the day, most people are using this market as a form of protecting capital.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And those folks that are hearing you maybe for the first time or haven't heard a lot of from Todd Horwitz, when you start talking about a market moving lower, and producers don't want to hear that. They want to go up, up, up. But you're just kind of give them your thoughts on why it's more healthy for them to establish a firm foundation, whatever commodity they're talking about.
Well, when you look at markets technically, you know, everybody likes to talk about the fundamentals of the market, but markets really operate off a technical basis, and they operate on what we call the footprints that the markets leave, which is made by the money. And when you get too whippy and too wild, that means that there's too much indecision on both sides of the market, which means you're probably going to go one way drastically and usually down faster than you'd like them to see. When you can, a market can build and start to trend, you get a much longer period of time and where the prices can go higher for you. And that's what we like to see, is good solid technical patterns that are then backed up by good solid fundamentals. But that's why I tell you, I never worry about the news. I don't worry about reports, because overall, markets are going to find their direction. And when we get herky-jerky action from emotions and trading, it's never a good sign. You're much better off if you can let the markets work and find a good solid footprint and commit once you see the footprint of the market looks like it's going in the direction that you want it to go. And that'll do it for today's Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, you missed an episode, miss a show, libertytalk.fm. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.